Dustin, as you get ready for the final game of the season here, you know, winners of six in a row heading in, has your team finished off and was the second half the way you wanted it to be, or how do you look at it?
We can do a lot of, take a lot of good things out of our second half, you know, to look forward to for next year. There's a lot of, you know, good in our game, and you know, these last few we've been getting some young kids in and, you know, giving them the opportunity to, you know, kind of get the feel for the NHL.
What has your team done right in these last six games?
Outscored our opponents. Basically, I mean, I guess I really haven't sat down and really watched any of it, but, you know, we've kept it pretty simple and we didn't stop working.
How much stock do you put in a late winning streak like this? Some people are calling it meaningless, some aren't. How much meaning do you put into it?
Well, it's good for our, you know, organization going into a summer. Like, all right, we can, you know, why'd we beat these guys, you know, down this stretch at this time of year compared to, like, middle of the season or beginning of the season? Just, you know, where our team was from the beginning to the end, we can you know, do a lot of good things, you know, with a break.
Have you guys simplified it at all? Has that been part of the reason for the success, or no? Has it been the same approach?
I think it's been the same approach. Just, you know, come to the rink and do our job, and, you know, everything's been going good.
There's less pressure. Has that been a help?
I think there's actually probably more pressure now. Just, you know, guys fighting for a job next year and, you know, guys trying to establish themselves, trying to, you know, earn that full-time NHL spot. I mean, this time of year, it's one of the toughest times to play. It's, you know, other teams are getting ready for playoffs and we're, you know, trying to get guys to be an NHL guy.
Dustin, based on what you've learned about, especially the young guys on this team, what kind of expectations do you have for next year? Is this a time where you can say, you know, we are going to be a playoff team next year?
It's way too early to, you know, look ahead of that far. It's, you know, this year's not even over. And, I mean, every locker room changes every year. So we're going to have new guys coming in and, you know, some guys going out. It's, you know, that's the business. And, you know, you got to wait till it gets closer.
Are you pretty encouraged by what you've seen so far?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, we're, you know, not far off from, you know, a playoff spot, and, you know, just little things that, you know, we can work on to even get better.
Paul's told the story countless times where you went to him at training camp and said you wanted to play with Josh. Just how do you put the year into perspective that he's had in his first NHL season, and maybe even Julian Melchiori and what they've been able to do when they were on the ice with you?
Yeah, it's, you know, Mo is sees the ice, you know, unbelievable. It's, you know, he's a good skater. He's, you know, he really committed himself to, you know, establishing himself in the NHL, and I thought he had a great year and, you know, got to spend most of the time with him. So, it, you know, I had fun, and, you know, it's just little things that you can teach those guys that I enjoy doing, and just little things that, I don't know, they've came in, and even Mel's came in, and, you know, we've had a pretty good second half, and we've had, you know, it's just go out there and have fun with these kids and, you know, keep them loose and yell at them and, you know, just have fun. They've both done great jobs. Mel's came in and, you know, done great on that left side for me, and, you know, that's one thing that it's nice when you can rely on your partners.
USA Hockey comes to you or calls you in the next little while to play in the Worlds. Are you interested?
We'll have to cross that path when it comes.
Expect them to call you?
I would think they probably would, but who knows?
A lot of people say you guys are just some real good goaltending away from being a playoff team. What do you think of that?
I mean, you could sit and pick our team apart whichever way you want. We could, you know, we could use some more D. We could use forwards, too. We could, you know, there's stuff that, you know, it's out of our control. We just got to come to work, and, you know, who we got is who we got, and we just got to try to make it work.
Your coach is going into one more year in his contract. Are you in support of having him here long-term?
Yeah, I think he should be sticking around. And, you know, I'm pretty sure I don't got anything to say in that one. But, you know, he's done a pretty good job with these kids and, you know, just teaching us and, you know, getting us to, you know, pull in the right direction.